Baya, Ocha Poitisa Loiker Abo. If you eat it a Poitisa, you get full Malkasin. So Rashi says, Poitisa means Sheretz Amayim Kotin Shemboi Kazayis. It's a small Sheretz. V'yafilu Ocha Kivan Deberihi, Achilhi V'loika Dal Malkis. Sheretz Amayim. But see, the Teros Kanem, Atashaksos Nashasechem, Bechol Asheretz Asheretz, Leisetamo Behem, Harei Kan Shnayim. V'klal Behem, Bein Sheretz Osho, Bein Sheretz Amayim. This is the klal for any Sheretz. You get two Malkasin. Umishum Mibsarim Leisoichlu, Umishum V'chol Asher Ein Leisnapa, V'kashkeshes Leisoichlu. These are the four Malkasin you get for eating a Sheretz of the Mayim. In other words, these last two Malkasin are Badafka for Sheretz Amayim, and the first two is a klal for any Sheretz. Small creature has four malchusin for it. So that's the talocha. Ocho poitisa leika abu. Nimola, if you need an ant, is leika chomish. An ant creeps on the ground. Something that creeps on the ground, yechayi five. Strashi nimola shusheret zoritz, an ant leika hay. If you eat a live ant, yechayi five. Tarti, hu di amorin. Two is, like we said before, general klal for any sheretz. Then the pasuk says, v'chol ohelech ha'gochen, v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'loritz, le'toichla harei gimel. That's the third one. V'chol asheretz asheretz aloritz, sheketzu lo yoichlu harei dalet. V'lo yisatamu et nashasechem, v'chol asheretz aroimish aloritz, harei hei. Kulam apashas vayhi b'yei mashmini. So there are four lavim if you eat a creature that creeps on the ground. Vayte tzira, if you eat a hornet, is leikashesh. That's flies, yichayiv six malkasin. Drashi tzira leikashesh, she sheretz hoiv. That's a sheretz that flies. V'loki b'chol hani chamisha, it's all these five because it comes out of the ground also. And lois of all of another lav is v'chol sheretz oif sheketzu lo yoichel. You're the Mishnah Torah. So that's how you have six lavin for a sheretz oif. Has a sheretz oif is v'chol a sheretz oritz plus another lav that it's a sheretz oif. Now the kasher is if you're telling me a buyer holds that fish is also considered. Gets its muzzin, gedulim in a kark, it grows from the ground. Poitisa, that's the sheretz that floats, that swims in the water. It's called the sheretz hamayim. Every sheretz hamayim should also have the lab from sheretz oritz, if you tell him it's considered gedule karka. Tadrashi. The yemisa, the dog in gedule karka ninu, that fish is also considered gedule karka. Poitisa, nami luke mishum sheretz oritz. Even this fish that's a sheretz should also have the lab of sheretz oritz. V'loi goris luki hei. Rashi is not goris hei. The sheva boil the milk. Really, she gets seven malkas in. Chomish the sheretz oritz. It has mamish the five lavim al sheretz oritz. Ushtayin the sheretz amayim. And another two for the sheretz amayim. So the kitz of the kasher is, the patisa should not only have four, but should have seven lavim of the kasher is. If you're telling me fish is also called gedule karka. So the Mari Elo Amar Ravina, the Torah says like this: Avada fish are not called gedule karka. Elo Amar Ravina, oifoi sika benayu. The nafkimina is between birds. That's the shaila. The what? Leman diyoma primi pri ugedule karka haninami gedule karka. No, they're being chayzer now. If you make a klal or prata klal according to both of them, fish is not the klal or prata klal. Your fish you can't buy with moisa meisa sheni. Now what's the machloekis, these last two drushes, how to make the klal apra the klal? It's nafkamini if you can buy a birds. That's nafkamini. Birds. Ika benayu. Laman diyama primi pri gdule karka, that's to grow off the ground. Hani nami gdule karka ninu. Birds grow off the karka, they're fed from the karka. Of laman diyama vlad vladis horis, to have to be created in meister bracious from the ground itself. Hani yoifa is fish, birds, minara karka nivro. They weren't created from dry ground. They were created from like mud, from a rakak. That means a mixture of water and dirt together. That's what they were created from. So that's not daima to karka. It's not daima to these four miyutim. Drashi, man diyama demarbi oifis tsova kolecha diika klala prato klal. Oh, that's right. So the more, what's the svar is now? Man demarbi oifis, the one that says fish is good, my timer. What does he say? All you have to be doing is just two tzadim that it gives off kids and it's mazin from the karka. Why only these two? Or man demarbi oifis, the one that says oifis are no good. Because it has to be daima in three ways. It has to be daima that had to be created from the ground. And birds were not created from the ground. What's the machlokes? My time, man demar b'yofis. The one that says oifis is good, kisover he holds, klal basra dafkam. Whenever you have a klal, a prato klal, the klal basra is the yikr. Mele blind is like prato klal, as if you have a prato klal. It is nasa klal moisev ala prat. So the last thing, the klal is yikr. A blight that the klal is moist of everything. The yisrabelu kol mili. Really, everything should be in the ribui. The yahani klola kama. Why does the Torah say the first klal for? Lemiyute. Tell me, no, don't think everything, but there are certain miyutim. Kol de loy domi lei mishnei tzodim. Something that's not doimut, at least protim, in two ways, it's not the klal. You can't learn it out. So therefore, it just has to be doimut in two ways. So therefore, birds, since they are doimut in two ways, that they give off terrors, they give off kids, and they're mozen from the ground, that's enough to buy Maisa Mashani from. Man the Mamayitoifis, but the man the Yomar says, no, you can't buy birds from Moist Maisa Shani. Kisavra, he holds like this. Whenever you have a klal of prata klal, klal kama dafka. So the first klal, that's the yikr. The melech should bly really like a klal of prat. Should only bly the klal, then a prat. And the klal is, v'yein b'klal al-mashim a prat. So really, the only thing you could buy is exactly what the Torah says. Dafka ba'boker v'atsoyin v'yayin v'sheichem. If you have a klal of prat, the yikr is the prat. Or v'zoy hani'in, midyachrin yiloy. Only these things and nothing else. The Torah then says a second klal l'rebuye to tell us to rebuy other things also. But our kopanim can't be moisif too much because we have a big miyut. So what do we be moisif? It has to mamish be doimut to it in three categories. What are the three categories? It has to give off kids. It has to have its mozon from the ground, and it also has to be curated from the ground. The mice of rishis and fish and birds were not curated from the ground. So that's the machlekes, the klal zikah machlekes, and every time you have a klal, a prat, a klal, is the ikah the first klal, and then applies the klal of prat, that the ikah is the prat, or else no, the ikah is the last klal. So it applies like a prat, a klal, a marba, everything. Just you have the first klal, tell us not so much. So that's the klal zikah way, hayadashin. So the kids, it is the way yadashin the psukim to get these halochis. Whether we're coming out now, yadashin, the klal, a prat, a klal, fish, no. Birds is telling the machlekes. But if you dash in for miyat or ribu, your miyat, then everybody holds fish you could buy. The only miyat is either one man yama says just salt and water, and the other one says no, even seer is also not mistava. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shailis, Mishmei the Rav, said over the name of Rav. Ma'arvin, you can make an eruvin, Poshu means eruvin tchumim, the fafuyim. You can use this type of a vegetable called fafuyim. Over chaglugois, you can use this type of a vegetable called chagluglis, over gudgunios. These three things you could use to make an eruv with. So Rashi says, papuyin, Rashi says, yurokos, type of vegetable, yurokos, grass, shekurin, kukulia, blush and army. Ye chaglagles, fulfia balaz, and gudgunisa, aludraya balaz. It's a three different type of herbs, three different things that grow. You could use these things to make an eruv etchumim with. Avoloi b'chazis. You cannot use the chazis to make an eruv etchumim with. What is the chazis? Rashi says chazis, that's shachas shel tfuah, that's like unripe tfuah. Shachas usually means when the tfuah first starts growing, before it's ripe, it's called shachas. Kishu yorek, it's still green. The goiz is in the earth and oysa. Some people cut it down the way it is, and they eat it the way it is. So really, it's not so roy to eat. Really, some people only they give it to the behemoth to eat. But for Nodim, it's not so roy to eat. Therefore, it says, Avoloi b'chazis. You cannot use this unripe tfuah to give to the animals, use this unripe tfuah to use it for an eruv, for a rubit chumin. Because most people don't eat it. Avoloi b'kafnias. Who are then you can't use a kafnias to make an rubit chumin with either? Rashi, what's kafnias? That's tomorium roys. That's bad dates. Shalai bishkel kor torkun. It didn't get ripe. So the same svaram. Since people don't eat it, it's not called mozon, for an eruv tchumim, you have to have a mozon of shtei sudis. There has to be something that fills you up the worth of two sudis. So about people do not eat these two things, this chazis and the kafnias, that's unripe dates, therefore you can't use it for an eruv. Fred Gemara now. Over the good gunias. Me Marvin, the Bryce before said, this type of a herb, this type of a vegetable, you could make an eruv with over good gunias. In fact, tomorrow is that true. But Tanya, we learned in the Bryce, good gunias, merube bonim yoichlum. This type of vegetable, this type of a herb, this good gunias, if you have a lot of children already, then you could afford to eat it. Mashenkin chashuche bonim, somebody doesn't have children yet, lo yoichlu, you should not eat it. Why? Because it's harmful for the person, it makes them not have zera. So you see, it's no good for you. Rashi, good guniyos, memayatin es hazera. It makes the person not to have zera. So Mela, if you have children already, it's not so gefelich. But if you don't have children yet, don't eat this, it'll ruin it for you. So you see, it's not such a good thing to eat. Vaita v'yem hukshu lezera. Let's say this vegetable became hard like a seed already. Then af merube bonim lo yoichlu. Even somebody that has a lot of children, he should also not eat this herb because it's harmful for you. So it's a kasha. How could you say you can make an erev with it? Mashmitz something that's edible. Here it's mashmitz. It's no good. So drashu v'yem hukshu haklochim kates. If the klach, the stalk, became hard like a piece of wood. That the seed is grown inside it already. Then the stalks are best for everybody. So how can you make an erev with it? We're talking about these type of guguniyos that are not yet so hard yet. It's not as hard as a piece of wood. We're talking about somebody that has a lot of children already. If he has a lot of children already, so therefore it's not so harmful for you. So for this type of a person, you can make an erev with. So Drashi Tirgumo, Lahodi Yama Rav Ma'arvin, that Rav said you could use this type of a herb to make a Rubi Tchumim with, is Ashloi Hukshu, we're talking about what didn't get that hard yet. It's not as hard as a piece of wood. Vizeh Ma'arvin, and the person that's using it, also Yeshloi Bonim, he already has children. Dashtu Chazilai, Mela is not so harmful for you, so therefore he eats it, so for him it's able, for him it's right to make an Erev with. V'boi Yisem, another Teret says, no, L'yoylom L'chashruche Bonim. It could even be talking about somebody that does not have children yet. So if he doesn't have children, to eat this herb, it will stop him from having zera. The chura, he will not eat it. So how could he make an erev with it? The Teretz says, "Dochazi l'ruve bonim," because our koponim, it's roi for somebody to eat it. It's called an oichel for our koponim, the people that have children already. And since it's an oichel for somebody, anybody could use it for an erev. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn in our first mission here? Let's learn the first mission in the third parak. Ma'arvin l'nozir b'yayin. A nozir can make an eruve tchumim with yayin. Ayat shever, a nozir can't drink yayin. It's also to drink yayin. The Teret says, or vaitu l'Yisrael b'trumim. Who within Yisrael could use trumim to make an eruve tchumim with? Ay, the kasher is, he's not roited it. The Teret says, alma, we see. Afa gadol echozel lahai. Even though it's not roi for this person, for the nozir to drink the yayin, or for the Yisrael to eat the trumim, still, chozi lahai, since it's roi for somebody to drink, here wine, anybody that's not a nozer could drink it, or truma, kain could eat it, so since it's called an oichel, for somebody, who more than anybody could use this for an erev. It's hachinam, the same story here, by this good genius. Afagad lechozi lahai, even though this person that did not have children yet, it's harmful for him to eat it, so it's not called an oichel for him, but still, chozi lahai, since it's chazi for other people that have children already, so them it doesn't harm them, so therefore since it's an oichel for them, it's an oichel for everybody. So therefore that's why Rav said, the guniyos you could use for an erev tchumim. The boy is saying another teretz is, ki koma Rav, when did Rav say you could use it for an erev, behind the kuki madoi. Talking about how the kuki madoi is a trashi, and the kuki madoi could guniyos sheva modai. Talking about this type of a herb that grows in Modai. Then Yofa saying, is those herbs there in the place of Modai is not harmful for anybody, it's good for everybody. So that type of a herb you could use, anybody could use for an Erev because it's edible. But maybe Enechanam, these other herbs, since they're harmful for you, it's not called an Eichel. Could be it's worse than like Yayin and then, really there's various different Kashra, if you know. The herb is no Sushtel to Yayin and to Truma. Because Yayin and Truma, Bemison, it is an Eichel. Like even a nozer could drink wine. Just right now there's an isra upon him, he's not allowed to drink it. But the emerson it's a chetzah, it is an oichel. Who adin truma? The emerson is edible. Just we say a Yisrael has an isra not to eat it. Here we're talking about for this person that doesn't have children, it's harmful for him to eat it. The pshat is it's not an oichel. Like it's not edible for him. So maybe here you don't have a svara. Since it's oichel for somebody else, it's an oichel for you also. Maybe no. We're marked there by nozer, by yayin, because yayin is an oichel for you. Just as an Isser upon you. So there we'll make them. Who are truma? Truma b'yemesan is an oichel. You could eat the bread. No, there's an Isser not to eat it. So then we say, since somebody else could eat it, it helps for you. But here, where it's not edible b'chlal for you at all, maybe you don't say that svara. So it could be, that's why the Gemara says, v'yiboy yisayma. That's the next Gemara's teretz. Really, there's no tushtil. Really, avad on such a herb that's harmful for you to eat it. Since for you it's no good, you can't use it for an erev. Somebody else could eat it, it's not doima to nozir. Because nozir of Emerson could drink the wine, just as an isra upon it. But here, since Lamais, it's no good for you, it's not an Eichel, it's Taka also for you, it's not called an Eichel for you at all. Therefore, the Gemara gives another teretz that when did Rav say it's good, only by this type of a herb that comes from Modai, where there Bemisin it is Roy for you to eat. So therefore, you can make an Erev with it. Later, the Braita said, over Chazis Loi, this type of a herb, Chazis, no. Not yeah. Chazis, what is Chazis? Rashi says that's the Shachas Shel Tfua, that's the unripe Tfua. When you're growing wheat, before it's fully grown, you cut it down. When it's one third grown, some people do it to give to the animals. But for a person, it's not really roy to eat. Therefore, the shachas, you can't make an erubit chumum with it, because it's not edible. So that's the kash, the Rashi, shachas shotfua, kishen yerik, when it's still green, v'goizin v'yechonoisin. Some people cut it down to eat it. So the rice before said, you can't use it for an eruv. For the Gemara, v'chazis lo, is it true? You can't use this unripe tfua. For an eruv, v'yomarav yehudu amarav, kishus, v'chazis, Marvin Ben, no, you could use a kshus and a chazis. I call upon him a chazis, that's our case, that's his unripe tfua. Kishus is instead another type of a herb. So you see, you are allowed to use these things for an erev. So Chorot Sestri, the Bryce before said, a chazis you can't use. Right, and here the Bryce says, Umavarchen aleim boru pri adama, and you also, when you eat it, you have to make a bracha boru pri adama. So you see, the Chorot, it is called an oichel, so it's a stira. Has the Gemara lakasha. Ho nekame diyosu Rav Lebovel, ho leboso diyosu Rav Lebovel. Hey, before Rav went to Bovel, he thought nobody eats this kshus. Nobody eats this unripe tfua. Since nobody eats it, therefore he said he can't use it for Rubit Chumin. But with the later, when Rav went down to Bovel, in Bovel he saw people take a cut down their tfua when they're only one third ripe, and people used to eat it. So when Rav saw that people ate this tfua of shachas, so he said you could use it for an erev. Strashi. In this small town, people used to eat the shachas. They ate this unripe tfuon, but the churi should go boss a robot of health. In the other city, that it's a shtega not to eat it, the churi there, it's not called an eichel. So, what do I care if Rav saw in Bovel? Says there they eat it. But the churi, like in Eretz Yisrael, other places, that people do not eat the shachas, do not eat this unripe tfua, the churi should not be roi to have an erev with. The churi should go bust a roi with a velt. But Tanya, bring a raya for this. Ha'pul, if you have beans, v'asoro yabali, v'atulsin, another type of vegetable, she'zoran liyerek, if you planted it to eat its yerek, to eat the grass itself, the green part of it itself, you should know the locha is botla daitel eitzel kolodom. It's botla yodas eitzel to everybody. Lefikos, therefore the locha is like this. Zoron chayiv. You should know. Usually these things you grow to get the seed out of it. To eat the seed of it. So when you get the seed is taka chayiv in maisris. Mashenken v'yerek potter. You should know the grass, the top green part of it. When you're growing the barley or you're growing the beans, what you want to eat is only the bean itself. Mashenki and the grass, the green that grows on it, that's not called an oichel. Therefore, the yerek is taka potter from Isa. So even though this person went to plant these beans, al manas teeth the grass, the green of it, still we say bottle dait leis kolodom, and it's not called an oichel. Rashi, the bovel oichel and chazis. Rashi, in bovel they used to eat the chazis. The chiyosu Rav lebovel, when Rav went to the bovel, the chosu the achlu, he saw people eating it, oma marvin. Then he said, yes, you can use it for neriv. Umikor oma de marvin. But before Rav thought, since people do not eat this unripe tfua, he thought you can't use it for neriv. So the kasher is, what do I care in one place they do it, but Roivet of Elt does not do it, it should not be called an oichel. Lierik Rashi Lechol Biarkin. If you plant these things, Almanas, eat the green part of it, it's botladaitin. Mashenkein Zoron, Chayiv. Rashi B'Maiser. Hey, the seed of it, the bean itself, or the barley itself, that's Mechui B'Maiser. V'yafa Pishloi Zoron Matilu Lakach. Even though you did not plant it, Almanas, eat the bean, you only planted Almanas, eat the green that grows, we say, V'yarek Potem. The Lav Midihu. You should know the green part, Takia Potter for giving off Maisim. Even though you're planting an Amanas teeth, the green part, but it's not called an Eichum. Since rove people in the veld do not eat the green part of the barley, they do not eat the green part of the stalk that has the beans inside it. So you see, it's but the diet, let's call Adam. Vaitam, Hashachlayim, Vihagagir, Shezoran Lierik. These type of vegetables.
a shechlayim and a gargur. These are two different trashy shechlayim, kirishin, hagargir, arugzin, nechol ben zara ben yerek. So these two things you eat. Both the seed of it is edible, and the green, the stalk of it is also edible. So you plant hashechlayim v'yagargir shezoran liyerek. If you planted it, almanaz, eat the stalk, the green part of it, you should know, misasrin, you taka have to give off trumas and maisris from the green part of it, yerek v'zera, both parts of it you have to give off trumas and maisris, because both are edible. The stalk is edible, and the seed is edible. Zoran l'zera, let's say you planted almanaz, tav kavona, only teeth the zera, teeth the seed of it, you're still misasrin zera v'yerek. You have to give off trumas and maisris from the seed of it, but also from the yerek. Because the pshat is, it's edible. From these last two things, shechlayim and gargur, since lamaisa people eat both the green part of it and the seed, they're both called an oichum, and you have to give out trumas and maisas from both of them. But I call upon him as a kash and rav. Here you see by pul and soira, since people lamaisa did not eat the green part of it, even though you have das the plant eat the green part, it's botla daitle, it's a kolodam, and it's not called an oichum. Therefore, you're part of a trumas and maisas. So how come rav says, if somebody cuts down the shachas, the unripe tfua, since in Rove with the Velt nobody eats it, why did Rav say you could use it for an Eriv? The Khurut's not called an Eichel. Why do I care in one meat, like Bovel? There they eat it, but I call upon Ruba the Yama, they do not eat it. So it should not be called an Eichel. And if the Gemara and the Hanami, Ki Kama Rav, when did Rav say you could use this Shachas for an Eriv? Shrashi de Marvin Behen, he's talking about Dafka.
Yeah, Dafka is a Gemara, Bidigo Ninaisa. Like Rashi said, this means bechazis.